Joining us on the line, we've got the voice of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Derek Taylor. How's it going, bud?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm good. Before we get into tonight's game, I got to give you a shout-out for last week, because your very first broadcast with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders got delayed for, like, what, 45 minutes, an hour, or something like that?
A little over 30 minutes, yeah.
And you and Luke Mullender, like, you could not tell it was your first broadcast, man. You guys had some good conversation back and forth. People don't realize how tough that is when there is a delay that you don't account for. It's like, what do we do? Well, but you, sir, you killed it.
Thank you, because there are no commercials, right, to fill up that time. So it was literally, in that first hour, 30 extra minutes of talking about the Riders and the game coming up.
As a Rider fan, that's the dream right there, just talking football for a bit.
Exactly.
Let's do exactly that right now. Riders versus Bombers. Head coach Craig Dickinson was saying he's on the lookout for playmakers. Justin McInnes, the Riders' first-round pick, not playing today. Who do you have your eye on, though, when it comes to the playmakers? Who do you think is going to have a big game?
Well, he specifically pointed out Kyron Moore, who fans got a real good taste of last year. Katie Cannon, who we got just a sip of at the end of the season. And he mentioned Paul McRoberts, which I thought was an interesting one, because McRoberts is this big-bodied receiver who on the second day of camp made four just incredible catches all on the same day, to the point where I said, which one was your favorite? And he said, the last one-handed one, I think, which was to say there were multiple one-handed grabs that this guy had pulled down that day. It was fantastic. He played a little bit in the Calgary game. The one time they threw at him, he didn't get much in a way, you know, didn't get away from the defender very far, not a lot of separation there, but he can clearly catch the ball that's thrown to him. So that he mentioned McRoberts, I thought was nice for Paul, because here's a guy just trying to make the team as a depth receiver. So 88, Paul McRoberts, one to watch tonight.
The guy throwing the playmakers the ball, Zach Caleros, he said that he's looking forward to getting hit in today's game. That probably is worrisome for Rider Nation, because Zach Caleros' injury history is a bit iffy. Do you like Zach Caleros saying that, though? Do you like him wanting to get back into the action?
I think it was a pretty typical football player answer, like, oh, when I get hit, I feel like now I'm in the game. So I feel like that was pretty much the typical answer, and the one when that question gets asked by journalists, we kind of expect to hear that as the response. So I think it's fine. He obviously doesn't want to get hit in the skull again. You know, he doesn't want any illegal hits, but the first little bit of action, hey, whoa, football's back. All right, this is live speed. Let's go. The body then, you know, jacks up just a little bit. So I was fine with it. I just, you know, no headshots. No headshots on Zach this year.
Fingers crossed. Knock on wood. No headshots.
Exactly.
We're talking to the voice of the Riders, Derek Taylor. On the defensive side of the football, Solomon Elaminian, the big acquisition in the offseason, he's not going to play tonight, correct?
Correct. Yeah, he's still working on a calf injury, so not going to play. Hopefully they figure out something for the start of the season, but definitely not tonight.
This is your first taste of Riders versus Bombers. I mean, you're a CFL guy, so you know what this rivalry means, but do you get a taste of it a little bit, even though it is just preseason? Can you tell that there's something special when these two teams play?
Oh, absolutely. I was on the Winnipeg end of it from the media perspective for so many years that, you know, Winnipeg would come to down here and then just get smushed by the Riders, it seemed like every time. The Riders would just run them right over on the Labor Day game. So you get a sense of it. The Winnipeg side isn't as passionate as the Riders side, which it just, that's just how it is right here in Rider country. So it's nice. There won't be the stars, though, right? Like, some of the really big stars from both sides won't be there. When it's, you know, Labor Day and it's Micah Johnson on one side and Willie Jefferson on the other side and Adam Big Hill's over there, but we have all our offensive linemen over here. That's going to be the real one where you really get the sense of it. Today will be a little sprinkling because we get to get after their starting quarterback, so that'll be good.
Last question, what are you looking for specifically in this game? Because it's preseason, you know, a win would be nice, but you're more looking at the young guys trying to make the team. Who are you looking at, and what kind of position group are you looking at?
Honestly, for me, as the sometimes I feel like the sole resident of Caleros Island, I want to see what Zach does in that first half. When I saw him in training camp, he looked pretty accurate. When I saw him in that little scrimmage game in training camp, he did not look particularly good, though they will swear his footwork was good and, you know, the mechanical and the finer points were good. I want to see what Zach looks like with the first team offense because, I mean, let's not kid ourselves. As Zach goes, so will the Riders go this season.
I love that typical football answer when a quarterback plays bad. Well, his footwork was good, though. I'm just trying to find the positives. Derek Taylor, voice of the Riders. You can hear him tonight right here on Cruise. Pre-game's at 6. Kickoff is at 7. Thanks for joining us, bud.
Not at all. Thanks for having me.